Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. May his grace and peace be with you. May he fill our hearts with joy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia.
Yeah.
Our reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the first letter of Peter. For it is a credit to you, if being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is often referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday, one of the unique and familiar images used by John to convey the experience of those who encounter Jesus is contained in this 10th chapter of John. It is the metaphor of the shepherd and the sheep. This makes sense since the relationship between shepherd and sheep has a long and significant history in the religion of Israel. While God is known as the shepherd, from Abel to Amos, many of the most important figures in the Hebrew Bible also were keepers of flocks. Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Leah, and Rachel, Joseph and Moses, and of course David. Images of sheepfolds and shepherds and sheep and gatekeepers fell from the mouth of Jesus, according to John. But at least within this account, the disciples did not understand. So Jesus tried again, a little more plainly this time. He said, I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. Jesus identified himself with many things they would know and recognize. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The metaphor of the gate is simple yet powerful. And the image would have made sense for the followers of Jesus for this reason. The ancient Hebrews thought of a firmament above, that is the original sky dome, beyond which lay God's realm or heaven. In such a view, it would have been natural for them to think of a doorway leading into this realm of heaven from the earthly sphere. Given this background, Jesus as the gate embodies the revelation of heaven. He is the portal of the holy breaking into this world. As individuals, as communities, as a church, we always seem to be standing at some door or another, looking back to comfort, looking forward to change. We are now, at this very moment in history, looking forward to change. And entering through it, through this portal, means leaving something else behind. It often requires us to leave our familiar places and to journey into the unknown toward a whole new departure point in everything we do. We all search, we all thirst, whether we realize it or not, for that ultimate reality, for that perfect love. At the bodily level, we search for pleasures and sensory experience. In our creatureliness, we find the fulfillment of these thirsts through the world around us. And that is a world that has become limited for us in these past several weeks. On another level, we thirst for happiness and knowledge. On emotional and intellectual levels, we thirst for fulfillment. We bond, we read, we think, we create, and we calculate, all out of a thirst for intimacy and productivity. Love and work, said Freud, were the components of a healthy life. We usually fulfill this level through our sense of self, from one another in significant relationships, and from gaining knowledge and applying that knowledge in the real world. On yet another level, on a spiritual level, we thirst for joy and wisdom, both of which can only be answered by God. The trouble, of course, is that we try to satisfy these thirsts from the world, just where we have found fulfillment from our other desires. And herein, I think, lies the problem. Thomas Wolfe, in his work Look, Homeward Angel, searches the landscapes for an unfound door to answer our primal problem of separation and alienation. He writes this: naked and alone, we came into exile. Into her dark womb, we did not know our mother's face. From the prison of her flesh, have we come into the unspeakable and incommunicable prison of this earth. Which of us is not forever a stranger and alone, lost, remembering speechlessly, we seek the great forgotten language, an unfound door. We were created in our spirits for ecstasy, for communion with God, and the joy that communion brings. But we try to fulfill that missing part within each one of us from the realm of the natural life, from this world. And it doesn't work. At least it doesn't work for very long. If we think about our lives and its complexity as pieces of a puzzle, as we live out our lives, we try to fit the various shapes together in a way that makes sense. But we find there are always pieces or even whole sections of the puzzle missing. What we search for can only truly be found outside and beyond the trivial realities of this world. When Jesus proclaims to the disciples that he is the gate, he is telling them that he is the way to quench the thirsts of the spirit. He is the dependable, reliable way to God, as God really is. He says, "Come to me, come to this gate, and you will enter heaven," also known as abundant life. We all search for that unfound door, that pasture, that place which will satisfy our primal problem of separation and alienation. The gospel message is that Jesus is the unfound door, the doorway to the heart's deepest desires, to know and be known by God. We are offered an entryway into the realm of the Spirit through Jesus, who represented the holy breaking into this world. And deep within our souls, within our unconscious psyche, we know. We remember speechlessly. We seek the great forgotten language, the way out of futility and isolation, the way home, the unfound door. Let us pray using the collect based on the words of St. Augustine of Hippo. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. May we find peace in your service, and in the world to come, see you face to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us confess our faith as we say, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, Hear us, Lord of glory, that our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that isolated and persecuted churches and all peoples may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that by God's power, pandemics, wars, and famine may cease through all the earth. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, the dying, and the bereaved, that they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon the whole church, that we may bear faithful witness to Christ's resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. I invite you now to offer your own prayers and petitions to God. Hear us, Lord of glory. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. O God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do your will, and work in us that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Us, feed us, for we have no help.
Alleluia. Go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.